With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More than a million Palestinians have fled their homes, expecting a sweeping Israeli ground offensive in Gaza.
Israeli forces, supported by U.S. warships, have gathered along the Gaza border and are preparing for what Israel says will be a broad campaign to dismantle Hamas. Aid groups warn an Israeli ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. A week of blistering airstrikes have demolished neighborhoods, but have failed to stop militant rocket fire into Israel. The war began on October the 7th and has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with thousands dead. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Israeli military says terrorists are holding 199 hostages in Gaza. That is a higher number than previously reported. Multiple media outlets reporting that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has invited President Biden to visit Israel in the midst of the conflict. The president, meanwhile, has canceled his planned trip to Colorado today. Instead, Mr. Biden expected to hold a series of high-level meetings with aides on Israel and the growing humanitarian concerns in Gaza. And Mr. Biden favors the elimination of the terrorists targeting Israel while also supporting a future Palestinian state.
The president backs Israel's right to defend itself and believes taking out Hamas and Hezbollah is a necessary requirement. However, interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, he warned against an Israeli occupation of Gaza. The president said there's a difference between Hamas terrorists and Palestinian civilians.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNnews.com, the nation's third largest pharmacy chain has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Rite Aid has faced declining sales, along with a number of opioid-related lawsuits. Stocks sharply higher this morning on Wall Street, the Dow up 247. This is SRN News. On a 10-acre site outside Birmingham, England, plans are underway for a gigantic monument to the power of prayer. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer. And organizer Richard Gamble tells SRN News that his vision is to have believers fund over a million bricks, which will contain examples of their personal prayers answered by Jesus.
We're gathering stories from all over the world. We have at least 80,000 bricks reserved for America, and we're wanting people from America to not only fund the bricks, but fill them with their stories. And the exciting thing is that those stories then are going to last more than 100 years, and people are going to read your stories of hope long after you've left this planet. You'll be sharing with people the hope that is Jesus Christ.
Gamble adds, the huge monument, shaped like an infinity loop, is expected to be completed in 2026. More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Some Mexicans living near the California border could get in-state tuition rates.
The legislation signed Friday by Governor Newsom creates a pilot program for some low-income Mexicans who want to attend certain community colleges in Southern California. The program will run through 2029. Proponents of the legislation say it will lower a barrier for people living near the border to receive an education and prepare to join the workforce. It resembles similar legislation in Nevada that allows residents who live near the California border to get discounted tuition at Lake Tahoe Community College. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A House vote on a new Speaker of the House could come around noontime tomorrow in D.C. In the meantime, business in the lower House of Congress remains on hold. Since ousting Kevin McCarthy earlier in the month, Republicans have been unable to come up with a successor. Ohio's Jim Jordan has been nominated for the post. More details at SRNnews.com.